Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the Conservative Cauldron, Bewitching Radio. You're listening to The Conservative Cauldron, Bewitching Radio.
Now, this debt ceiling, I just want to remind people, in case you haven't been keeping up, raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress. It's a basic function of making sure that the full faith and credit of the United States is preserved. And I've heard people say, well, in the past there have been negotiations around raising the debt ceiling. It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. So people don't like to vote on it, and typically there's some gamesmanship in terms of making the president's party shoulder the burden of raising the taking the vote.
The only thing, but I do, wait a minute, I take that back. I apologize. I was told a few things, and they were all lies. Obama and Hillary and Panetta and Biden and Susan all came up to me at the casket ceremony. Every one of them came up to me, gave me a big hug, and I asked them, what happened? Please tell me. And every one of them says, it was the video. And we all know that it wasn't the video. Even at that time, they knew it wasn't the video. So they all lied to me. But what they said was, I will check up on it and get back to you for sure. And you know how many times I heard from them? None. I don't count. People of America don't count. The only thing that counts is their own selves and their own jobs. And the people that are involved in this get suspended for a short time, paid the whole time, and then rehired or whatever it is that they do. I want to know what happened to my son. Why can't these people tell me this?
You're listening to the Conservative Cauldron, Bewitching Radio.